Today we're looking at Jesus' famous discourse in Matthew chapter 24, and I'm going to start in verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. A little while ago, somebody directed my attention to a guy named Wayne Bent, who's formed a little compound in the wilderness of New Mexico, where his followers adore him as the Son of God. And, as always seems to happen with these guys who start apocalyptic cults and proclaim themselves to be Messiah, he's playing fast and loose with morality. There are two women in the compound he calls his two witnesses, and he's been intimate with them. And he's even assumed responsibility for his own son's wife, if you get my drift. On top of that, there are other women, some of them underage. What really gets me is that Mr. Bent, who now calls himself Michael, really ought to know better. After all, at one point, he was actually an ordained minister in my own denomination. And I would think that someone who taught the Bible from the pulpit surely would have come across our passage for today at some point. Now, I'm sure this guy probably has some clever way to dismiss what Jesus says, but Jesus' words couldn't be clearer. When someone tells you that Jesus has come, and you have to actually drive out somewhere to meet him, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, it's not the real thing. What I find particularly interesting in this case is that the language Jesus uses almost fits his case precisely. If they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Here's the bottom line. When Jesus actually returns, you're not going to have to figure it out using complicated charts, or you're not going to have to be introduced to him by a third party, because the Bible is pretty clear that you're going to see it for yourself. Over in the book of Revelation, actually, we're told point blank that every eye will see him. In this passage from Matthew 24, it says it'll be like lightning flashing from the east over to the west. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't see Mr. Bent arriving on the clouds of glory. So no matter how clever he might be at twisting different Bible passages around, and believe me, he's not even all that good at it, he's never going to fit the bill. The real Son of God is not coming back to sleep with all sorts of women, and he's not coming back to hole up on a compound in the backwoods of New Mexico. You know, as we move further towards the moments that Jesus spoke about, we're going to see more of these kinds of nutcases coming out of the woods. And it's important to remember that not everybody who falls for this stuff is simple or stupid. There were pretty smart people who fell for David Koresh and Jim Jones. I'm actually afraid for the people who are listening to this new guy because these kinds of things almost never end well. Which, of course, is just one more reason that taking God at His word is just a better way to live.